Would you like to see the big guy, the skipper, the head honcho?
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Captain.
You're listening to Morning Joe with the CEO.
Captain David Baird is joining us. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Yeah.
This is our first week co-hosting together.
I like it. The morning show team. I like
it. Mm-hmm. The Fat Johnny show.
I have no comment.
Yeah. So good to have you in. Good to have you in all the time when we need these updates.
It's good to be back. This one's kind of like the regularly scheduled program. Not the emergency. We got to go talk about some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a normal second Thursday of the month.
It's nice. It's nice Thursday, to be back. Nice to be back to normal.
Yeah, it's good. A little bit of normality. The new normality, I think.
Yeah,
what we're calling
that's
it,
fair.
Right?
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. Have you been going to the beach or anything? Or since?
Yeah. In fact, I was at the beach yesterday evening. My wife and kids and I went down to enjoy the sand, enjoy the water, and have a nice dinner on the beach. It was awesome.
You look a little tan.
I've been
since
outside.
I last saw you. Yeah.
I've been working on it.
Nice health.
Applying sunscreen, of course, for safety and for health protection.
It is safety month.
It's always every month is safety.
Every month,
right?
Is safety month. Okay, so sir, what are we going to kick off with?
Well, so first off, I just want to say thanks to the entire community for everything that they've been doing for the last 4 months plus, and it's had dramatic effect. We've seen the incidence rate of COVID-19 drop precipitously throughout Spain and in Andalusia, and particularly here in Cádiz. But we're not done yet, right? It's that virus is still out there. It's still floating around in the local area. And as we see in the news from back home, it's really having an effect right or taking hold right now in the United States. So, in a lot of ways, I think our biggest risk right now are our friends and colleagues that are inbound from the United States over the next several weeks. So I kind of want to talk about ROM requirements, restriction of movement, and why we do it and what the procedures are, because I know that it can be confusing, and there have been some changes over time. There may be changes here in the not too distant future. But so we do ROM, restriction of movement, because when we bring travelers in from other locations where the incidence rate of COVID-19 is much higher, we need to be careful about that. We don't necessarily test them right away. We just want to say, hey, and the reason for that is because the test is only a one snapshot of time in time, right? You can get tested today, and 3 or 4 days later, you may be positive without interacting with anybody. It just takes that long for the virus to incubate. So what we do is when we bring people in off the rotator or any other military airlift flight that arrives, we hand them a politely worded, but directly worded letter saying that you are now being placed into restriction of movement. And what that means for active duty is it's an order from me to the active duty service member that they shall not leave their room or their domicile or wherever they're lodging for any reason other than some that are listed on the letter. And those reasons could be to access laundry facilities, outdoor exercise, so going for a walk, a run, a bike ride, you name it. But outdoor individual exercise, and to designated smoking areas. And that is per Navy policy.
You didn't want to force kick the habit for
No, I figured, we're dealing with enough stress as it
that's
is.
That's true.
So if that's something that people rely on, then do it. Although I would certainly encourage them to use those 14 weeks to try and curtail that habit. Specifically, we don't want people congregating in common areas. So if you're at NGIS, we don't want you hanging out in the lounge or in the lobby, or we certainly don't want people going to the gym, whether it be a gym at a hotel facility or on base, of course, and really minimize the interaction with the front desk. Do that over the telephone. What that means is our sponsors need to help out. So the gaining command, the host command of the person that they're arriving to, is going to be responsible for supporting the people in ROM, and all the commands know that. So whether it's directly through your sponsor program, or if commands want to set up watch bills, whatever it may be to support those folks in ROM. We need to make sure that they're getting fed. So if they're lucky enough to be in a facility with a kitchen and a refrigerator, let's stock up that refrigerator, let them cook for themselves. But if they're in a barracks room or something like that, then we need to have people go into the galley and providing meals to the folks in ROM. It's also nice if sponsors can provide some form of entertainment for them, whether it be a TV, maybe a laptop, maybe you know, stuff like that. If it's a family, maybe some board games, maybe some puzzles, all those types of things. Most importantly, we don't want anyone coming to work or doing any sort of check-in process until after that 14-day period. You shall not visit Building 1. You shall not visit PSD. You shall not visit housing and start looking for a house until you're done with those 14 days, because we just can't expose the rest of our population to people that haven't been kind of acclimated, and we haven't made sure that they are not incubating a virus and maybe asymptomatic and be one of those asymptomatic spreaders. So that's for active duty. Obviously, if anybody starts to feel sick in any way, we want them to contact the hospital and start to work through that process. Also, if you're staying in a hotel type facility where there are cleaning crews, they shouldn't be coming into your room to do the cleaning during those 14 days. We're working with NJIS and Navy Lodge to make sure they're aware of that, and they'll place a subtle marker on your room that helps the cleaning crews know, hey, this is not some place that we need to clean every day. But again, tenant commands or, you know, host commands should be checking on the folks every day so that we know they're okay, we know they're doing fine, they have everything they need, provide them some reading material. It's a good time to get caught up on any training requirements, any instructions you need to read, any instructions you want, maybe you want someone to rewrite, all those types of admin stuff that takes time. Really good time to do that. For civilians and for dependents, the authorities are a little bit different, and so the procedures are a little bit different. Really what we ask is we just strongly, strongly encourage all civilians and dependents to follow the same guidelines that our active duty service members do. Pharmaceuticals, so if they need to go to the drugstore or to the hospital, obviously no problem. Or if they need to obviously go to a health center, i.e. Naval Hospital Rota, then they can do that. In all cases, whether it be active duty or civilian or dependent, if they're moving out and about outside of their residence, their domicile, their room, they must have a mask on at all times. We've seen how effective wearing a mask can be. There's lots of anecdotes, and I have a good friend who just turned over command of USS Mount Whitney, and he wrote a great post because they had the virus on board the ship, but they were all wearing masks 24/7 all the time. Well, not 24/7. They weren't wearing masks when they were sleeping. But in any point where they were in the same room with somebody, they had a mask on and did so with great discipline. And they didn't have spread on the ship. They were in a shipboard environment, and they were able to keep the spread at bay simply by wearing masks and doing good personal hygiene habits.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Yeah. Now, Mount Whitney is a different kind of ship. They're much bigger with a smaller crew, so they could spread out in berthing. They could take over all the different staterooms to have as much privacy and ability to isolate as possible. But still, that's an impressive feat that they were able to keep it from spreading. All the cases that were brought onto the ship stayed with just that one person, which is pretty amazing. So masks work. Let's make sure that we use those, particularly for those folks that are in ROM. Absolutely mandatory that they're wearing a mask at all times. This requires a team effort. So sponsors should always be, you know, welcoming their new arrivals with open arms and with lots of hospitality, more so right now, because we need to make sure that our folks that have just arrived are able to stay fed, to stay engaged, to stay entertained, and stay motivated. Because this is kind of a tough thing to get to beautiful Rota, Spain, and say, here's your room for the next 14 days. Sorry.
Yeah.
But that's what we need to do. That's the situation that we're in. That's our new normality. And I just ask for everybody's help to get the new arrivals through that. And then once that 14 days is over, then let's really welcome them with open arms and show them all the great things that Southern Spain and Rota and Puerto all have to offer.
And there's plenty of it, especially now, because, you know, traveling is a little bit more open over here in Spain. So.
Yeah.
I hope that people are able to take advantage of that. The silver lining of at least after the 14 days is over, you might have a little bit more time to, like, relax.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lots of great travel opportunities mm-hmm. here, and it is starting to open it up. We've opened it up, opened up all of the country of Spain, with the exception of Aragon right now, and then any area that is closed by the local or national police. So there were a few places up in Catalonia, a few provinces up in Catalonia, and one in Galicia that were closed by local authorities because of a small cluster of cases, of COVID cases, and so they shut those down and locked them down. And we aren't going to update our Liberty policy for those because you physically can't get in there anyway. So yeah. We don't need to set a policy that says, hey, don't run police barriers, right? Like that. I hope we don't need to create a policy of that. That's just kind of just a general guideline.
It's right? Like those fast food joints where it's like, please don't throw your beverage into the takeout window.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
someone's done it before.
Apparently, yeah. So apparently the rules of society aren't blatantly obvious to everyone, but in this case, I think we can get by.
You are listening to Petty Officer John Erickson
and Petty Officer Patrick Marr, DJ Fatty Patty.
And we have Captain David Baird in the studio, and we were talking about the ROMs earlier. We're going to be moving on to a little bit of travel.
Sure. I mean, everyone that's here, we all, one of the reasons most people come to any European installation or European duty station is to be able to travel, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons my wife and I and our kids came here was to be able to see as much of Europe as possible. And then 2020 happened. And so here we are, COVID-19, we haven't been able to travel much recently. The good news is, like we talked about before the break, we've opened up all of Spain with the exception of a couple of individual region, Aragon, and then a couple of provinces that have been shut down by the government of Spain. But we can travel around Spain. We expect in the next couple of days a new an order coming out from Naval Forces Europe, Admiral Fogo and his staff, to open that up even further. We don't know. I don't want to get ahead of that, so I don't know what it'll look like. But at some point, we should be able to travel through most of the European Union, certainly the Schengen area, perhaps at some point to parts of the UK or something like that. But I can't guarantee that. When that'll happen, you know, again, we'll have to wait for that new order to come out to say where we can go on leave and liberty and how those procedures are in place. But you know, the Navy and actually the Department of Defense has started classifying every region, every country, every state in the U.S., and then every installation in a green or red category. Right now, Naval Station Rota is green because we have a low incidence rate. It's been steady, continued to be low for well more than 14 days, and so we're in good shape here. The country of Spain is listed as red, and that is because there is a travel restriction from the U.S. to all of the Schengen zone in the European Union. But that's really the only thing that's holding us back. So for intra European Union travel, so from here to say Germany or Italy or something like that, at some point in the not too distant future, we expect that to open up again. What that also should mean is, at some point, if we're going from a green location to a green location, ROM on arrival should not be required. So. Again, I'm getting a little bit out in front of that new Fragor, but it should be out any day now. They're just going through the last reviews of it, and then we should be able to travel a little bit, expand our travel zone a little bit more, which I know will make a lot of people happy and also provide some great liberty and leave opportunities. And frankly, after the last 4 months, I think we all need a little bit of leave, a little bit of a reset and a little bit of a change of scenery from time to time.
I think the silver lining of being able to travel in Spain is like we've actually, my wife and I have been looking into the country more.
Absolutely.
Than what we would, you know, hit Madrid, Sevilla, yep. Barcelona, Malaga.
Sure.
But there's so many other places, and I know that you mentioned off the air that you're...
Yeah, I've got a trip coming up next week, so my wife and the kids and I are going to take a little bit of leave. We're going to go up to Galicia, see what northern Spain's all about, and see some different scenery up there. Really looking forward to it. We found a great place to stay in just a quiet, small town.
Mm-hmm. That's like the best way to go.
Yeah,
I've
exactly.
I've done that a few times, too.
Yeah, just find this kind of off-the-beaten path and just see what that... see what that's like. I think it's going to be great. I hear the food up there is incredible, so I'm looking forward to some good foodie experiences.
And the octopus is pretty big over in that area.
I've heard it's on point up there, and it's basically any type of seafood up there. So it's going to be phenomenal. And so that should be really fun. And then we'll do some other stuff later in the summer as well, and maybe get out. You know, I've yet to get to Malaga or Marbella or anything like that.
I actually, the only time